Shabbos, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Base, 15:2. The Mishnah continues to discuss the malachas of kosher, and really matir, which goes hand in hand with it. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that midoraisa, a knot that you tie that is intended to last indefinitely, is a kesher shel kayama, and according to Rashi, that makes it the tying such a knot is an isra doraisa already. According to the Rambam and Rif, it also needs to be that you've tied this knot as a maisa uman, in a durable way that it will stay tight and fast also indefinitely, not just you intended it to be, but also it will indeed stay tied together. You need both those conditions. The Mishnah here now will talk about the times when a knot could be just an isra derabanan. And the Mishnah says, Yesh lecha ksharim she'ein chayavan alein kekesher hagamalanin ukekesher hasapanin. There are certain knots that one is not chayav midoraisa for tying them, like one would be chayav midoraisa for tying the camel driver's knot and the sailor's knot, period. And that's the end of the paragraph. The Mishnah does not give examples. If you don't realize that, you get a little confused as the Mishnah goes on, because the Mishnah will now go on next to talk about the kind of knots that are mutter. But the point of this line of the Mishnah was, in contrast to the previous Mishnah, which said that there are these camel driver knots and sailor knots are asur midoraisa, and one is liable for them because they are kesher shel kayama that lasts indefinitely, and according to Rambam, they're also going to be able to because they're durable as a kesher shel uman. So those knots are the doraisas. Now the Mishnah here says you could have a durabanan as well without detailing it. So according to Rashi, that would mean that you tie a knot, but the knot that you're tying is not intended to last indefinitely. If you tie a knot, K-N-O-T, and you are only intending it to last for, let's say, a day or a week or a month, so then that knot, and then you'll undo it, so that knot is only asur midurabanan, says Rashi. According to Rambam, actually you can have a durabanan if either one of the two conditions aren't met, meaning either it's a kesher shel kayama, you tie it and you intend it to be indefinitely tied, but it's not kesher shel uman, it's just not tight, and it will eventually come undone regardless, that'd be a durabanan knot. Or alternatively, it's tied very tight, but you didn't intend it to last indefinitely. You had a fixed, you wanted it just there for the day or something. So both of those examples would be asur midurabanan, says the Rambam. The Mishnah goes on now to say knots that are mutter to tie altogether. So that means, according to Rashi, these are knots that are simply not intended to last through the whole of Shabbos. They're just less than a day. They didn't undo them. And they're not even asur midurabanan. They wouldn't stay tied even if you left them. So they're just mutter to do. And the Rambam understands the same thing, basically, which is that they're neither shel kayama, you don't intend them to last, and they're not going to be able to last because they're not kesher of an uman. So the examples here are kosheres isha miftach chaluka. A woman could tie the straps in front of her, some kind of shirt that has, you know, straps that go across her chest, like one the right side goes on the left shoulder, the left on the right shoulder, whatever it is. She sort of will bow that up and unbow it, whatever it is. So that's just temporary for Shabbos. And that being the case, it's not durable and it's not intended to last indefinitely. So it's mutter. Same goes with v'chute savacha, like the tying on her hairnet. There's some loose end that gets tied on there, again, like a do-rag, whatever the story is. It's only temporary. This is mutter. V'shel psikya, same goes with the belt. I guess we'll translate it as a belt. Psikya basically is like a thick leather belt or strap, but instead of a buckle, you have strings at the end that tie together, like you put them into a bow. So you put it on, you take it off. It's not intended to be lasting a long time. Uritsuas min'al v'sandal. Same goes with tying your shoes. There's a leather straps for tying the shoes. The min'al is a shoe. It's a soft shoe as opposed to a sandal, which like is a hard piece of leather at the bottom, but the idea is the same. The straps are tied on, the straps are undone, not intended to last. Same goes with v'nodos yain v'shemen. A node is a flask, like it comes from typically from like a bladder of an animal, and they would fill it with wine or oil, and of course you kind of tie it close and untie it, so that tying close is just a temporary tying that's meant to become undone. Same goes with ukadere shel basar, and same goes with the knot on the pot of meat. What that's talking about is, let's say for example you have like a chalent pot, so you don't want the flies to get in there and other stuff, so you'll keep it covered with like a cheesecloth, if you'll excuse the expression. You have to tie the cheesecloth on. Basari, cheesecloth, of course. So all those knots are not meant to last, and therefore you're okay. it's mutter to do. Again, according to Rashi, if it would be intended to last even one day, it'd be asur min derabanan. According to the Torah brings a sheet that's a whole week, but okay, the Rambam, it's simply a question of indefinite or not indefinite. Okay. The Mishnah continues on. It says, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he adds the list, Koshin lifnei ha-behema bishvil shlo teitze. You can tie the string that closes off the pen of the animal so the animal shouldn't go out. It's not arguing, it's coming to add another item to the list. The same idea. This is the kind of knot that's also short term, not intended to last, etc. So therefore it's okay. We have one more case, the case of the bucket at the well. This is a little more complicated. What happens is, a well, you know, there's a hole in the ground. You got to take a bucket and draw water out from in the well. So you'll need to have that bucket attached to a rope or a chain or something. And then what happens is, normally is, you just leave it for the next person. So once the rope is attached, it stays on indefinitely. The question is, this bucket at the well doesn't have any rope, so you need to get some rope so you can lower it into the well. So what if you take a belt, the good old psikya from early in the Mishnah, and you use that, someone's belt, as a makeshift, you know, rope, if you will, to lower the bucket into the well. So the thought is, the Mishnah says, koshen deli bepsikya, you could do that. Why could you do that? Because presumably, as soon as you're done drawing the water, you'll get your belt right back. You're not going to abandon your belt and let it be mevatel, not let it be like it's no longer a belt. Now it's just a rope for attaching to a bucket at the well. No, when you're done, you'll take your belt right back. And that being the case, the tying is just temporary and therefore permissible. Avalo bechevel. But you couldn't take a rope, even if you say the rope is temporarily tied. The concern, of course, is at some point you'll abandon it, or you really didn't mean it, or you mevatel it to the bucket forevermore, and therefore it's usher to do. Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you could. Now, what does he mean by yes, you could? What he means is, of course you can't take a rope and tie it on and leave it forever as a rope for the bucket. That would be a good old-fashioned kesh shel kayama. No way. At least midurabanan. Usher maybe deraisa, according to Rashi. Now, what he is talking about is that you borrow someone else's rope. So you have like a weaver, the guardi, and the old weaver, he needs his rope for his weaving purposes. It's part of his equipment, but he lends it to you temporarily to use to attach the bucket to make use of the well. So Rabbi Huda says, in such a case, since we know that the weaver is going to want his rope back, it's going to be okay. The Tanakhama says, no, we don't like that, because you know what? You never know. You're tying a rope. It looks like, it feels like, it acts like, it could go on indefinitely. Therefore, you just can't use, even if it belongs to someone else, you can't do it. Lest, you know, maybe he'll trade it out. He'll abandon that rope and get a new rope. Who knows what'll happen? And therefore, you may not ever use a rope, even if you think it's temporarily. And that is the halacha, like the chachamim. The last sentence of the Mishnah here, again, the way I broke it up, as I explained things, the Mishnah doesn't seem so confounding, but if you read it in one fell swoop, you might get confused, because now we're going to have Rabbi Huda say something else, and if you read it in one fell swoop, it seems as if Rabbi Huda is commenting on what he just said, but no, he is not, ostensibly. He's making a new point, like a new paragraph. He's just summing up and saying, Klal Amar Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said that the principle in general, not the point he just made about the weaver's rope, but in general, the principle is, Kol Kesher She'eino Shel Kayama En Chayav En Olav. Anytime you have a knot, and the knot is not intended to last indefinitely. So then, again, according to Rashi, meaning it's not even lasting a day, Tor brings a sheet up from the Rosh, a week, the Rambam indefinitely. The point is, if it hasn't got the intention, you have a short-term plan, like just say a day, for this rope, then you will not be chayav for it. And the halacha indeed is like this part of Rabbi Yehuda. That is true for everybody. Unlike the previous sentence, which the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, you can't abandon your rope as the string that you borrowed from the weaver to use to draw the water from the well.